Don't worry about it. I'm talking to Max Jenkins.
Right.
Who lives at 3555 Everest, E-V-E-R-E-S-T, Everest Drive in Hillcrest Heights, Maryland. If that address doesn't work, you might try the Battleship Association, because he is right now a little bit mobile due to jobs and one thing and another. Max, I understand that. When did you come aboard the ship?
January 42.
So that was pretty much early in the game, right?
Yes, sir.
When, let's see, she was commissioned actually in April 41, and then in January 1st, 14, were you that group out of boot camp who went straight from boot camp to the North Carolina?
Straight from boot camp, we went to Miami, to Key West, and you know, out to the ship that was anchored off.
That's right, that's right. They stopped and picked you guys up on the way to the canal.
Right.
And y'all, did you get your boot leave?
No boot leave. This was in 41, the last of 41. So, you know, they was shipping everybody out in 3 weeks in boot camp. That was,
yeah. Okay. When you came aboard, you came aboard where?
The Gulf of Mexico, Key West.
Mm-hmm. They put in there?
Yes, sir. They anchored out in the Gulf.
Uh-huh. And what were you assigned right away?
The 1st Division.
Mm-hmm. Which was what? 1st Division, what was their responsibility?
Turret 1, we had from the bow, the starboard side, back to frame 55, I believe it was. Back to the first 5-inch turret.
Well, you were in the 5-inch mount then?
No, 16-inch.
I mean, a 16-inch. You were in the first?
1st Division, Turret 1.
Turret 1.
Right.
This is your battle station. Yeah,
that's my battle station. The best... what was that? That's the best air raid shelter on the ship.
That's right. And what was your job in the turret?
I was trainer, right control station.
What did you do precisely?
Stand by. The only way we, you know, whatever far, if everything, directors would be knocked out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wasn't my first battle station. I was down in the handling room passing out powder from my first battle station.
Passing powder?
Passing powder from, you know, from the fifth deck.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do? What was your job, precisely? I mean, the mechanics of it. What did you do?
The circle on the where the powder room is, you have, you know, a circle and the scuttlebutts. You know, the powder comes out of the scuttlebutts into the circle, and we pass it into the handling room, you know, where they send it up through the hoist, you know, to the gun turret.
Now, the handling room was on the same level with you?
Right, on the same level. You just had, you know, the scuttlebutt comes open, your power comes out, we pass it, we grab it, pass it through the other scuttlebutt into the handling room. We in that circle, you know. And
mm-hmm. Those are concentric circles, and each one blocked off by a wall so that if one bag of powder goes, the whole thing doesn't go, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what it's all about. And you were in one of those circles.
Yes, sir.
Passing powder. Had no idea what was going on.
No, sir. What was that?
No. What was your job, say, on September 15th, 1942, when the torpedo hit?
I believe that was my job in the handling room then. I was my battle station.
Where were you when the torpedo hit?
I was standing on top side between turret 1 and turret 2. I was watching the wasp burn at the time.
Did you see the torpedo coming?
No, sir.
Uh-huh. When it hit, it. I guess you know, some guys weren't even aware, really, that...
Right, no.
Because the ship's so big, but you were very aware of the torpedo striking.
All I heard was a ping, not even a loud sound. I got a little awl on my face, and that was it, you know. Mm-hmm. Then the sound general quarters, and... the lights were out in the turret, and you know, a 17-year-old's got to go down in the gun turret with the lights and don't know what, you know, even the gun turret officer's voice was cracking, you know, because, you know, it was all young at that time, you know, and we didn't know if it was going to blow up or what, so that was a hard thing to do, to go down that turret with battle lanterns and, you know, not knowing what's going on. You know?
Yeah. Did you know any of the guys who were hurt or killed?
one of the damage control, Nelson, he was in the pump station all the way on the fifth deck where my battle station was. And we used to sneak down the pump room. He let us take a smoke down there. You know, it's no smoking, but we go down the pump room, and, you know, that's another section just a little bit below the handling room.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys would do it, you know. It was all right.
Yeah.
And he was a real nice fellow when he was killed, and you know, everybody admired him. He'd give us a little break and let us take that smoke, you know.
Who was your boss?
At that time?
Yeah. When you first came in, who was the enlisted man you worked for, and who was the officer you worked for?
We call him Skinhead Edens. He was, Martinall was the chief boatsman. Was the division boatsman at that time, Martinall. Mm-hmm. And Edens.
And he was in the turret.
He was the division boatsman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole division. Well, then, see, we had a separate. When you have the first division, then you have a crew, a deck force that takes care of the, you know, the cleaning detail, and then you have a crew from the first division that their cleaning detail is a gun turret. See, and so I was in the deck portion, you know, swabbing the decks down, you know.
You didn't go on sky patrol or sky watch, did you?
Yeah, I stood watches on the bridge, a helmsman.
No, I meant. You know, every morning you had the sky watch at sunrise.
We had Jonah Flores. I went to my battle station.
Did you go to your battle station one hour before sunrise?
Yeah, everyone has to go to the battle station 1 hour. I mean, the whole crew. You
know. Oh, and this was actually, what time did Reveille go? About 4:30?
I don't remember. I think it was an hour before daylight. Whatever the time was,
mm-hmm.
1 hour before daylight.
You just grab a cup of coffee and go.
Right.
Okay, or maybe there was coffee there for you or whatever.
I don't think we had any coffee to chow coffee, unless you had a pot there, you know. Some of them had a coffee pot in their turret. You know.
So you just went and sat for about an hour at duty station.
Right.
You get up. Brush your teeth or wash your face,
right.
Hit your battle station, stay for an hour,
right.
Then you wash down the deck.
Whatever you do to work for that day.
Then you go to chow.
Right.
Starting with an average day, just an average day, you know, like, tell me what. Everything I remember about the day, what time you got up, not a day when something real good or bad happened, but just an average day, you know, when you just, the boredom was really pinging on you.
Right.
Tell me what time you got up and what you did, you know, where'd you sleep?
On the first division, we had the compartment on the starboard side, forward, you know, the first, that's where it was torpedoed. We on the opposite side of the second division where it was torpedoed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
First and second, the second division's on the port side, we on the starboard first division, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was our sleeping quarters, that compartment there, you know, first division.
What level?